House Speaker John Boehner reacted today to President Obama's announcement yesterday that he plans to take action himself through executive authority on the issue of immigration.
That if he acts unilaterally on his own, outside of his authority, he will poison the well and there will be no chance for immigration reform moving in this Congress.
But the president is facing pressure from immigration activists like Petra Falcone, executive director of the group Promise Arizona. She joins us from KJZZ in Phoenix. Petra, welcome.
Well, thank you for your invitation and thank you for having me.
Well, what would you like President Obama to do?
What we want the president to do is to act on his promise to move forward administrative relief for the 11 million immigrants in this country. Promise Arizona and advocates here in Arizona at the national level have been working for the last several years, many years, to bring some relief. This is an issue that impacts many, many Latino and immigrant families across the country. Many families in this country come from mixed status families. They have a children or one member of their family who has either faced deportation or facing deportation, waiting to see what's going to happen with immigration reform.
So what does that mean specifically? Would you like him to provide a pathway to legalization for those immigrants or just go after some of them? For example, as you say, people who were born and brought over at a very young age and don't really know any other country like they know the United States?
I think the best example that we have seen for a proposal for immigration reform was Senate Bill 744, that it would include a pathway to citizenship, not probably for all 11 million, but certainly for those who would feel the requirements of learning English, coming forward, getting their taxes and their business in order. But yes, it would mean at some point for a pathway to citizenship, but it would also reunite families. It would also create worker protection policies for immigrants.
But that's not something that he can do on his own. Obviously, that bill is not going anywhere at this point.
No, but I do think it was a demonstration that there could be bipartisan efforts and negotiation. And at this point, what we think that he is proposing to do is something what happened 2 years ago for Dreamers, those young people that came to this country at an early age, which is deferred action. At least it would allow people to come out of the shadows, get a work permit, get a driver's license. I'm calling that adult DACA. And I do think that's what they are all thinking about at this moment. But the real solution to fix the broken immigration system in our country is for Congress to act. And the president committed, he promised to the American people that right after the election, he would do something. And besides that, we know coming out of the election, the majority of voters are still saying we need to fix the immigration system.
But there were many people who did not want that and who actually voted for candidates who were campaigning against what they called amnesty for immigrants. But I also want to hear from Mitch McConnell, who is poised to be the Senate Majority Leader. Here's what he had to say yesterday about the idea of President Obama acting on his own on immigration.
Well, let me say, I think the president choosing to do a lot of things unilaterally on immigration would be a big mistake. It's an issue that most of my members want to address legislatively. And it's like waving a red flag in front of a bull to say, if you guys don't do what I want, I'm going to do it on my own.
So what about that, Petra? If President Obama does this, won't he be poisoning the well in Congress and making it impossible to get a lot of other things done?
Well, I think that was the compromise before the election that, okay, let's wait until after the election and then let's come together. But I do think he was elected as the president of the United States. He was elected with a commitment to immigration reform. And I do think he is still within his executive powers to do something about what's happening to the lives of over 1,100 people who are deported daily. I do think what the president can do immediately is bring administrative relief and bring relief to families.
You mentioned the voters that turned out the other day and Hispanic voters in particular. Did they not turn out in the numbers that you were expecting? Because obviously, if, as you say, they were supportive of immigration reform, they didn't elect very many people who are going to be with them on that.
Again, it's not very many hours from after the election, but I do know that our organizations across the country, Latino, Asian, and immigrant families who are registered to vote, came out to vote. And I do think there was a lack of enthusiasm from candidates and political parties to embrace the Latinos. And I don't think that that Latinos will, quite frankly, support either party candidates that do not embrace their issues. What we do know about what happened on Election Day by exit polling is that Latino, Asian, and immigrant voters voted because they have a Latino member or an immigrant family member that has been deported or know someone that is deported, and they know they need to fix the broken immigration system. The president has the authority to act and act quickly.
Okay, so let me play out two scenarios. What if he decides it's in his interest not to enrage Republicans in Congress?
Our organizations are going to continue to build our political strength. In Arizona, the Latino population has tripled since 1990. The median age of our voters is 25 years old. The population is growing. We will move forward and look to 2016. This was a midterm election. We all know, that in midterm elections, we just don't know what outcomes will be. A lot of districts are already carved or gerrymandered or redistricted, but in the presidential years, we know that that's really where there's going to be a battleground all across the country. And again, I'll repeat this. I think both political parties and candidates need to think about this growing Latino, Asian, and immigrant voting electorate that's the largest growing electorate in the country, and they need to embrace the issues that are important to us.
Well, what if they don't? This is the second scenario. What if President Obama does something on his own, but Congress does not pass some sort of comprehensive immigration reform between now in 2016. Who will Latinos punish at the ballot box in 2016, in your view?
Many people think that about the ballot box is about punishing. And yes, I think people need to think about who they're going to elect. We will continue to build our strength and our political power so that we do elect those that represent and embrace our issues. And we're not quite there yet, but we are going to get there.
Petra Falcón, executive director of the advocacy group Promise Arizona, which is pushing for comprehensive immigration reform, or as you heard there, at the very least, some executive action from President Obama on immigration. Petra, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And what do you think? Should President Obama act on his own on immigration reform? Go to hereandnow.org and leave a comment with this story.